The season that we're in, the bright spot that we've had up until his last two starts has been Kyle Wright. Kyle Wright's been the guy to go, all right, Braves, like, whew, at least when Kyle Wright goes out there, it's not going to fall apart.
Yeah.
Welp.
Until.
Welp. Welp. Until his last two starts, which I think it was, against the Mets, that it wasn't awful. He gave up three and ended up with, seven innings of work. It's just Braves gave him no run support. Those things happen.
Yeah, definitely a solid outing.
This last one, though, Joe, it concerns me, and I'm laughing at how the schmoozing is happening with the outing, which is, Kyle Wright didn't have a great outing, gives up six runs in the second inning, but, he went till the fifth. He made it into the fifth, and previously, he wouldn't have made it that far. Here's my issue with that, Joe. Kyle Wright isn't being depended on this year to be the guy he was in the past, who, maybe he'll have a good start, maybe he won't. Kyle Wright of the past was a guy who was on his way out of town
Bryce Wilson.
Yeah, Bryce Wilson.
Who else? Other pitcher left in those trades?
Yeah, there was another guy. It's just blanking on me. But, you think of, Tuki Toussaint, Sean Newcomb. Mm-hmm. All of these names, guys who were given those opportunities who didn't really work out for. However, because of all of the chaos happening this season, Kyle Wright was the guy that you could at least depend on. Because you're not even necessarily getting the best out of Charlie. So it's okay, Max isn't going to be on his game all the time. That's fine. But you're still going to get dominant stuff from him. Charlie Morton, you can't depend on. Kyle Wright, you're telling me now that, you can depend on him more than you could in the past, but still may not be great. And then next in line is Ian Anderson, who, let's look at him this past year. Not great. There is nothing that I can turn to that gives me faith, and that's why when the Kyle Wright apologists come out and be like, don't panic, I'm sorry, I'm still panicking.
I'm not panicking so much on Wright, although I do think that the start... I agree with you in the way that kind of a lot of people are coloring that start that he made, just in terms of overall him being able to, you talk about, at least he made it into the fifth inning, et cetera, et cetera. I do think it is correct to say that in previous years, he would not have made it out of the second inning.
Yeah.
And so I think that getting to the fifth inning and doing that does show some progress on his end, that he has been able to... And especially, I think, to between the ears, to have the composure to be able to settle down and just make his way through. Now, I will say that aside from that, it wasn't a good start. Yeah. when he did give up six runs in less than five innings. So we also need to keep that in mind. And again, you talk about the start that he had before, which I agree was good when he gave up the three runs against the Mets but took the loss. But it was still not quite the level that we had seen before. And I believe in that start he only had one strikeout, I want to say.
You're right.
So, I do think there are some signs that maybe the stuff is a little different. Although it's really weird because I think in the first few innings of the game, or the first couple innings of the game last night, he already had nine swings and misses or something like that. So he was getting swings and misses last night, as where he wasn't in his start before. But I don't know. I just wonder whether that's a mechanical issue. In general, I would say that I am just a little bit concerned about the performances on the mound just physically. But I think that what we saw last night was some progress of where he goes mentally. Now, I want to ask you kind of, are you concerned with him, like, going into his next start, like, whether this is going to affect him? Because I feel like in the past, that's another thing where you always worry with Kyle. It's like, once things kind of start to go bad, they continue to go bad. Now, last night, when things went bad, he did able to correct, and I'm just wondering whether he's going to be able to use that correction that he made within the game and then carry that forward into the next start and kind of be able to pick up where he left off and leave this thing in as a distant memory.
I'll say this. Am I concerned? Slightly. I think also the opponent matters too. It looks like right now that he's going to be matched up against finishing out that Padres series. Not exactly a team.
It's tough.
That, yeah. You know, it's one of those like, it couldn't be the Marlins or something
right.
like that.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
You know, when a guy needs a little pick me up or a boost.
I think it'll be a good test. Like, I think like what we can definitely say is it will be a very good test. Again, talking about how much he's progressed, how will he perform? I think however he does perform will tell us a lot. Whether it could be good, could be bad.
I think it's getting back to the main idea of like, he is the Braves' second best pitcher right now. And I am very uncomfortable with the Braves' second best pitcher, or second best starter at least, being a guy who we talk about as like, yeah, I mean, he gave up six, but he still stuck it out though. Like, like you're right. That's great. You know, like he is so much improved from a guy in the past. I got to be able to count on him though now though. Mm-hmm. And this is not a time when you can afford those types of losses, those type of defeats, which also, like, if he had kept this thing manageable, maybe Brian Snicker goes about his bullpen usage very different, and we don't end up with Tyler Thornburg in the ninth inning, giving the Braves absolutely no chance of a comeback. Like, that was... It was one of those, like, I saw the conversations of, well, I mean, why is Tyler Thornburg even in that position? Because Brian Snicker is going, well, it's more likely we lose this thing than we win it, so I'm not going to use my best arm or arms knowing the schedule that's coming up. Right or wrong, and I know some people may not agree, it was just like, yeah, that's, you know, it's... How that unfolds could have been differently had Kyle pitched slightly better in his start.
I think I'm gonna go back to something that I said kind of toward the beginning of the season. But again, to me, Kyle Wright, he has a lot more bad in the track record of the major league level, obviously, than he has good, despite how good this season has been for him so far. And so... the mark of when he's actually turned the corner is going to be when we stop having this exact conversation that we're having, wondering about how he's going to, bounce back. And to be fair to him, I thought we were too, but I think one of the reasons why is because we haven't had a reason to have this conversation yet so far this season because he's been very good. So
that's
you
true.
Do have to give him a lot of credit. Like this is the first time where he's been battered and now there is a test for him. But again, we are having the conversation. When Ian Anderson gets hit around, people don't really talk about it as much. You know, they're not worried about how Ian Anderson's going to handle it, you know?
Yeah.
There might be some current concerns about, you know, physically with him or whatnot, but there's not like that concern like that we have with Kyle. So, I don't know. We'll see. But I think that this next start that he makes will give us a lot of information about how he's progressing. And now,